For a time of confession, I'll be reading some sections out of Psalm 37 this morning and making some comments here. And over the past year or so, many people that I've run into, both in my work and also here at the church, have expressed that they are fearful about the direction that our country is going in. And it's been going in a bad direction for a long time. It's just that it's become more apparent and clear to us that we're not on such a good path at this time. It has been true of me at times that because of this, I've been fearful. I've had a sense of trembling in my bones thinking about what might be coming to us down the road. And it's probably been true of you too. In fact, I know some of you have expressed your deep heart anxieties about the things that are going on. Yes, there are certain good reasons, too, to be concerned and to be bothered by these things. But I would like to suggest that as Christians, when we fear that which is going on around us in the political realm, and then we find bits of relief when somehow it gets slowed down a little bit, that our fear and our relief is really totally misdirected. When things seem to be running out of control in our nation and in the world, we need to be careful not to take our cues from the newspaper headlines and the headline news. We need to be careful not to get caught up and consumed by all the frenzy that's going on around us. You see, we are told in Scripture never to fear man. We are told in Scripture never to find relief when man, in terms of his evil, somehow gets slowed down. We are to fear God, and we are to find our relief and our rest in Jehovah and Him alone. We need to be careful then not to get caught up and consumed by all the frenzy. We need to remember Jesus. We need to remember Yeshua. We need to remember the gospel. We need to remember the implications of what God has done. We need to remember the promise to Abraham and to Isaac and Jacob, and the promise to you and I that's come to us in Christ, that He came, that He died, that He rose from the dead, that He sits at the right hand of the Father and is having His way with men in high places today and always will. We need not fear them. This does not mean that we just sit back. The Christian faith is a faith that acts, is a faith that moves, it's a faith that does things. And so yes, we are to be informed, yes, we are to expose evil, yes, we are to stand against it, but in standing against it, never fear, and in standing against it, and when we find relief from that, and when we find success there, not to find our relief in that, but to find it in our salvation that we have in Christ. Christ rose, people. Didn't He? He reigns today. Amen? And we need not fear. We need to be emboldened. We need to stand like the great martyrs. And they stand in the midst of the fire that's burning their skin off and exposing their nerves, praising God. God's deliverance doesn't necessarily mean that your life's going to be easy. God's deliverance doesn't necessarily mean that your life's going to be safe. God's deliverance doesn't necessarily mean that men in black coats and in black jackets and black uniforms might not come to your house and take your children. God's deliverance is much more than that. God's deliverance means that He will be with you. He will be with us. And in the end, He will accomplish His ways in the midst of all that we experience. In the midst of it all, let me exhort you not to fear man and not to find your comfort in man. Find your comfort in Yahweh. Do not fret because of evildoers. Do not be envious towards wrongdoers. For they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Instead, and this is the only other option, trust in Yahweh and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in Yahweh and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to Yahweh, trust also in Him, and He will do it. And He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Let's pray, let's confess our sins, because we fear man more than we fear God. Let's pray. Father, we live in troublesome times. At least, from one perspective, that is the case. Because evil men seem to be having their way. But we also need to understand that we live in the most glorious of times. Because Christ has come. Christ has come. And He's sitting someplace where no king will ever sit. And He's reigning someplace where no king will ever reign except for Him. And He's exercising power and authority and government in a way that no king, no prince, no president ever will. And we're promised that the increase of His government will increase and that the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish it. Lord, forgive us for fearing man more than we fear You. Forgive us for finding relief in slowing down man rather than finding relief in Your promises and in Your goodness and in the certainty that You will keep Your word. We confess these sins to You, Father. Better is the little of the righteous than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but Jehovah sustains the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their inheritance will be forever. They will not be ashamed in the time of evil, and in the day of famine they will have abundance. But the wicked will perish. The enemies of the Lord will be like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like smoke, they vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not pay back, but the righteous is gracious and gives. For those blessed by Him, they will inherit the land. Amen.